Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Woodward, host of Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. Today, I'm super excited. I've got Ari Mizell and Nick Sonnenberg with us today. These guys are absolute geniuses when it comes to creating and making things actually happen. So guys, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having us.
So real quick, guys, I think the part that I've enjoyed most as far as spending time with you guys and getting to know you is you guys absolutely crush it when it comes to productivity. And more importantly, just especially for a lot of our entrepreneurs, they get so bogged down in just being busy but not being productive. I loved your guys' book. I've read it now twice. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So if you guys don't mind, let's kind of just dive right in and tell people a little bit about yourselves, and let's go right in.
Sure. You want to start?
You can start.
Okay. So about 7 years ago, I started a new system of productivity called Less Doing, where I was teaching people, individuals, how to optimize, automate, and outsource everything in their lives, including their health, after I overcame my own chronic illness journey. And I wrote two books on the topic, and I started teaching and consulting around the world. And Nick and I had been friends for several years, and we came together very serendipitously after a market opportunity presented itself, and we launched a new company called Leverage, where we offer the highest and best and most capable virtual assistants in the world who can do anything. And that's what we've been doing for the last 15 months, that along with business consulting. And then Nick has his own interesting background.
Well, I was in finance for 8 years. I was a high-frequency algorithmic trader. So basically, that involved me creating algorithms and coding them up and having computers trade stocks for me based on my math formulas, trying to capture, you know, fractions of a penny at microsecond speeds. And you know, that involved a lot of data science and analysis, and you know, kind of taking that mentality and applying it to a space you wouldn't necessarily think needs a lot of data science, which is the virtual assistant space. But we've been doing a lot of really interesting, innovative stuff with the company, even though it's a virtual assistant company. Predicting when people might cancel, understanding people's interests, etc. So it's been a pretty cool partnership so far.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. I'm so intrigued as far as what you guys do, especially when I look at us as far as ClickFunnels. One of the main things we're looking at, I literally just got off the phone with our CTO and things with regard to looking at, you know, decreasing churn and finding different things that we can do to lower that kind of stuff. I think the part I'd really like to kind of explore here is you guys just made mention as far as this whole virtual assistant thing. And I've talked to a lot of entrepreneurs. Their biggest problem they have right now is actually feeling like they can trust someone and outsource something and feel like they can get it done. I'm sure you guys deal with this kind of conversation all the time, but how do you help people actually get to the point where they can let go and trust someone else is actually going to do their stuff?
So there's a couple ways to approach that. The first one is that you can start with something small, because a lot of times we'll deal with people who don't outsource or delegate anything. You know, they make their own dentist appointments, that kind of thing. You see that quite a bit, because you get these people who are extreme type A personalities and they're control freak, is putting it lightly. So you start with something small like that, like a reservation, like a travel booking, things like that. And you build up that trust. The other way is to present ourselves, rightly so, as a leader in this market and as capable of doing these things. And you get certain entrepreneurs who understand that they are just so busy that, you know, the risk of having something not done perfectly is better than what they're currently experiencing. And, you know, of course, we always try to deliver the best we can.
So, guys, you guys have really become the experts as far as outsourcing types of things. I love the idea as far as optimize. And that optimization for a lot of people is what most people struggle with, is how they actually can get to that level where they can trust someone and they actually make things happen. So, guys, if you don't mind, take a few seconds here and just help me understand for our listeners here as far as what they should do first with regard to outsourcing, whether you may mention real quick there are, as far as, you know, appointments and stuff goes, how does a person really get highly productive?
I would say the first thing you should do is take a step back and think to yourself, what am I doing on a daily basis that I don't enjoy doing or that doesn't utilize my unique ability? And that's the starting point for everything, right? Like, You probably don't like calling Delta Airlines to try to get a refund on a ticket. You probably don't enjoy scheduling. You probably don't enjoy, if you lose your driver's license, having to get a replacement. Like, there's a ton of things that you just don't even realize that you're doing. So just, listing it out, writing it down, or just becoming aware of actually how you're filling up time in your day is the best starting point. After that, trust is earned over time with us. So starting small, like Ari was saying, but really understanding that, like, in a lot of cases, someone else can do a better job than you. And regardless, even if someone can only do 80 or 90% as good as you, if that frees up your time for you to build some crazy sales funnel within ClickFunnels that only you can do, then it's a trade-off that's well worth it.
So Nick, what are some of the things a person actually can outsource? You mentioned right there as far as, travel and Delta and driver's license, everything else. How far can a person actually outsource?
Literally anything that's legal with us.
Yeah, we do ClickFunnels for people, so if somebody, but the difference with us is that we're not a ClickFunnels specialist in terms of that pigeonholing. Somebody can say, I have a product that I want to sell more of. So then we can say, well, okay, one option for that we think would be good based on our experience is that you could do a sales funnel. Okay, great. What's a sales funnel? Oh, well, okay. So we can build something in ClickFunnels with multiple landing pages. We'll do all the graphic design, all the copy. And if you want, we can run Facebook ads to it as well. So it's really kind of like a soup to nuts thing. We can attack goals more than tasks in some cases.
So Ari, you made mention as far as even outsourcing your health. How do you do that?
Well, so that was really how I kind of started with things, with like biohacking and such. That's less of the focus of what we do now. But I mean, a simple thing is accountability is one way you can outsource your health in terms of sharing what you're eating or what your workouts are. So there are still ways to do that.
Fantastic. So guys, one of the main things I want to make sure is people who are listening here have a resource where they can go to actually get this type of stuff. So obviously you guys are crushing it out there. Where do you recommend? How do they get it? Where do they start?
Well, they can come to us, obviously, getleverage.com and sign up with us. Other ways to start with virtual assistants. The reason why we sold the company is because we weren't happy with all the other options. So it's hard for us to like give like a recommendation of like where to start because
Nick, let's stop right there only because I want to make sure the reason I love what you guys are doing is you guys went through all the headache and I'm all about cutting down the headaches for a lot of our users. So Get Leverage, I think, is fantastic. They have the opportunity of working directly with you guys. As they get started to basically maximize their time, you made mention as far as they should create kind of a list of things they don't like to do. What other things should they do to make the most of you and your VAs?
Well, so as Nick mentioned, like things that are not your unique ability and are not that you don't like doing, but it's also even more simply in some cases, looking at things that you do on a repetitive basis, because I promise you anything that you repeat is a process that you probably don't have to do because we can automate it to some extent. So part of what you should be thinking about also, there's two things that I like to focus people on there. One is that you may not be able to give up 100% of a project to us or anybody for that matter. And sometimes that prevents people from doing that because they don't understand that giving up 80% of a process actually is a really, really big deal. Right. So yeah, we may not, and we actually can in most cases, but we may not be able to write exactly the way you write, but we can deal with actually posting that to your blog and putting it in your newsletter and sharing it to social media and all those other ancillary things that people end up saying to themselves like, oh, nobody else can do this because of this one element that I have to do. So I have to do everything. So that's one thing is that start to think about in those situations where you subconsciously stop yourself and like, no, I can't have somebody else do that. Start thinking about at least the elements of that project that you can. And then the next thing is that if you do have a repetitive process, you actually can think beyond delegating to automation. And we do that for clients. We set that up. But automation meaning that a human isn't involved. And that means that it's either cheap or free and it's error-proof. And we can automate those processes for you.
That's fantastic. Well, guys, I know you got a ton going on right now with everything you've got on your plate. Anything else you want to tell our users before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, well, so we came out with our most recent book, which is called Idea to Execution. It came out about 2 months ago, I'd say, and hit the bestseller list on Amazon. So it's been doing really well. And it details our journey in our first year of launching and growing this really interesting company. And there's a lot of takeaways about how people can apply that to their own businesses and their own teams to help scale.
Actually, I love the book only because it literally is a capsule for 1 year. As I went through it a couple of times, I was amazed just to see how much you guys got done in a year. And you guys even talked as far as your financial numbers and things and customers and how many people you had coming on. And it was interesting just to see how fast you guys were able to scale something. And I think, again, guys, amazing book, Ideas to Execution. The key behind that is to take away as much as you can and utilize that in your guys' business. So, again, awesome idea. Nick, anything else you want to say?
No, I mean, the key reason why we were able to scale the way we were is we were very efficient with our time, and you know, we followed our own framework of optimize, automate, and outsource. And from the very start, you know, we had that mentality, and that's what kind of carried us through.
Fantastic. So guys, again, everyone who's listening to this, the whole idea here is productivity. Too many times entrepreneurs get real busy just being busy, and productivity goes out the window. These two guys, Nick and Ari, are on top of their game. They're the best in the business that I know. I had the opportunity of meeting, spending time with them in Phoenix last month with regard to Genius Network. These guys are crushing it. Again, make sure you guys get out to take a look at getleverage.com. And again, guys, thanks so much for your help today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.